And amen.
Praise the Lord. We have some good preachers in this church. Praise God. Thank God for it. How many of you are here today?
I'm here. Fully.
I am.
I am here. You're catching on. Praise the Lord. I'll explain why they're doing that in just a little while. The I am is really big around here right now. So let's go to Matthew 28:1. You were expecting to go there, I'm sure. I know we've all spent time this week looking at Jesus. We've looked at how he redeemed us and healed us and set us free. We looked at the punishment, the ransom, the most horrific death that ever happened on earth, all the betrayal, all of the beatings, the mocking, all the things, the theft, the gambling. And we know about Jesus that what he suffered was public, it was painful, it was punishment, it was planned, it was precious, and it was pure. But today we're on the victory side. So happy Resurrection Day. And I know the word Easter came along later, but to me this is just Resurrection Day. Matthew 28, verse 1, now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. I bet he liked his job. Can you imagine him saying, I'll do it, I'll do it? That's so cool. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to him, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He's not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell the disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to bring his disciples word. So Jesus is beaten, he's crucified, he died. He went to hell. Some people don't like that, but if he didn't go to hell, you'd have to. What he did in hell was take the keys of hell and death. He conquered the enemy. Church, Satan is defeated. He's defeated. The only power he has is if he lies to you and gets you to talk it. That's the only power he has. He's already defeated. He just isn't imprisoned yet, but he is absolutely defeated. And then Jesus resurrected, and he's alive today. Amen. So the Apostle Paul said this in Philippians 3:10. Quinny's going to put it up there for us. Says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. That I may know him and know the power of his resurrection. Let's look at another version because it'll probably help us see things a little more clearly. This is the Passion Version. It says, and I continually long to know the wonders of Jesus more fully and to experience the overflowing power of his resurrection working in me. I will be one with him in his sufferings and I will be one with him in his death. Now, I think that says it best for me. I understand it a little best. I long to know the wonders of Jesus more fully, and I want to experience the overflowing power of his resurrection, and I like this part, working in me. Amen. Working in me, that's good. Yeah. We spent all this time. How many of you were down at the park, came down to the park? That was beautiful, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. So, you know, they went through all the scriptures with us, and of course, all week long, we've been reading things, looking at things, watching things that have to do with all the things that went on during the Holy Week. It's so important to do that. And then we arrive at this day. And so one of the things I want to mention to you is we received communion down there. And of course, we received communion just recently here. Communion is when you take part of the suffering. Mm-hmm. See, you're not to suffer. Yeah. You can't take that beating. Oh, my goodness, I just prayed for you. I'm so glad to see you. Praise the Lord. I love you. I'm so glad to see you. Look at here, Deb. I just asked Deb about you. Praise the Lord. Y'all can talk amongst yourselves. I got to visit with people. Praise the Lord. God is good. So, but what we see here is that we need to resist suffering.
Yes.
Resist it. Resist what the devil would try to make you suffer, because Jesus paid for it.
Right.
It's not yours.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes you'll suffer some people who, you know, are extra grace required and things like that. But you, if you're going to fellowship with the suffering, that means that's what we did this week. That's what we did this week. We fellowshipped with what happened to Jesus. But now today we're celebrating and fellowshipping the resurrection and what it did, how it's working in us. The debt has already been paid. And listen, I don't want information. I don't know about you. I don't want information. Like Paul, I want to become intimate with the revelation of Jesus and his resurrection. To know. And to know starts in your spirit. It's not just in your head. It starts in your spirit. So, you know, you hear it with your ears. You see it with your eyes. And it passes through your intellect. But you begin to know it on the inside of you. You know that you know. I remember being a little child. I got saved when I was 9 years old. And I can remember thinking and saying, they'd say, well, how do you know? And I would say, I know. I remember witnessing to my schoolmates. And they'd say, well, how do you know that? And I would just say, well, I know. I knew it. I just knew. I know. You begin to know these things. You begin to become intimate with this person of Jesus, this one that we love, this one that we know. So, but knowing the power of the resurrection, we're going to center up on that now. So think about this. In truth, we're all here today because we believe one thing, that he raised from the dead. If he didn't raise from the dead, we might as well all go home. So we, you know, I saw something really funny. I had to really laugh. I was out on the internet. Do y'all need some chairs? You sure? Okay. Can't hardly stand that, but all right. I'll leave you be. All right, so I saw this out on the internet. Where is Jesus' grave? Where is he buried? I'm like, did y'all miss something? He's not buried. That body gone. That's right. Ain't no grave. That's good, Nina. Praise the Lord. So the thing is God raised Jesus from the dead with resurrection power. Jesus not only died in our place, but listen to this, he overcame in our place. So we have every right to live as overcomers.
That's right.
And so resurrection life can overcome all levels of death, from actual death in your body to death of a dream. Yeah. Amen. Resurrection is overcoming power. And this is our verse. This has been our verse for 22 and a half years. 1 John 5:5 says, who is it that overcome the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? We overcome the world by our faith in Jesus. He's already done it all. So who are we? We're world overcomers. All right, I am people. I am an overcomer. We'll clue y'all in on that in a little bit here. So to know the power of the resurrection. To know the power of the resurrection is to understand the proper influence that it has on our minds. We need to understand on our minds, on our spirits, we need to understand there's an influence there. To know the resurrection is to understand the influence that brings hope to your immortality. Amen? Your eternal life. Not just the past, not just the future, but right now. What's going on with you right now? To know the resurrection is to see the influence that it's taken, that it can take away fear.
Right.
Listen, every fear ends up being fear of death.
Right.
That's where it comes from.
Yeah.
You're never going to die.
Right.
Your body is. Your body will drop off, but it's like taking off a coat.
Yeah.
What I always tell y'all, you're going to go, whew, I feel so much better. You might be floating off to glory and look back and go, I look pretty bad. But you're going to do good. You're an overcomer. But you got to get rid of fear of death. And because of the resurrection, you can actually get rid of it. Because of the love of God, because of the price he paid, you can actually focus and believe God. You do not have to live in fear. Amen? So that influence, the influence of the resurrection actually will raise your mind above the world system. We live in a kingdom system. It's real. It's powerful. And it will manifest according to our believing and receiving it and saying it. Amen. That's an important thing to know. So, look, corruptible things try to come in. And they try to bring darkness, they try to bring death, but we override those thoughts and those situations and those fears and those failures with our faith in the power of the resurrection. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
So, listen to this scripture, and I want to walk through something kind of cool with you here. Victory swallows up death. 1 Corinthians 15:54. Listen to this. So when the corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
Wow.
Got it?
Wow.
Now, the Greek word for mortal is I'm not going to tell you the Greek word. I'll just translate it out from the Greek, but means liable to die. So mortal means liable to die. The Greek word for immortality is deathlessness.
Wow.
Okay? The Greek word for corruptible means decayed. The Greek word for incorruptible means unending existence. Got it so far? So, now listen. I'll put this together for you. When the liable to die puts on deathlessness, and the decayed puts on unending existence, death is swallowed up in victory. Demise is swallowed up by success. See, this power is not just the power we use so that our bodies will be raised out of the ground. This power that we're using, this resurrection power, is actually the power that can overcome everything. That's why we sing that song, Resurrection Power Runs in My Veins Too. Maybe we should meditate on that for a while.
Yeah.
Make up a little song about it or something. I got the power. Something. Because you do. You're powerful. You just need to release it from the Holy Ghost in here into your system to out here. Let the weak say, I am strong. I am strong. I am an overcomer. I cannot be defeated and I will not quit.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Demise is swallowed up by success. I like that. And that power is available to us 24/7. See, when corruptible tries to manifest, put on in the incorruptible.
Right.
You say, nope, it's mine by grace. I put on incorruption. When mortality tries to set in, when you're like, I don't know. No, put on immortality.
Right.
Put it on.
Yep.
Death will be swallowed up by victory. Now, here's something interesting. Swallowed in the Greek is katapothe. And it means to, listen to this, this is so cool. It means to drink down and then absorb. To drink down and absorb. It means to overwhelm and destroy. So it's like this whirlpool that absorbs all that comes near it and then it abolishes it.
Wow.
Okay? So that's what happens. Mm-hmm. See, whatever virus tried to hit your body, catapote. Whatever temptation comes along, catapote. Out. Whatever relationship situation, whatever chaos, whatever you're personally having a struggle going through, out. All you got to do is put it on. Talk about it. Remember it. Say it. Because it's already yours. Y'all know that victory is Nikos, Nike. Okay. So it's complete triumph. It's not that we're going to get there. We're there. We're already there. Conquest. You know what a game changer is? You ever heard that phrase? This is a game changer. This here, right here, is a game changer. It's a newly introduced element or factor that changes an existing situation or activity in a significant way. So that means when the score is 1-0 on the enemy's side and you hit a grand slam, you just had a game changer. In the last inning, and you won it. There's game changers. Even in the middle of a game, when somebody does something well, it brings momentum. It's a game changer. Right in the middle, somebody catches that fly right against the wall. Y'all know I'm going to talk about baseball. You know, whatever it is. When something happens on a positive side, everybody else is like, ooh, 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 we're ready. We can do this. You hit the ball, you make the plan, boom. Things just charge back up. Amen. It's a game changer. Absolutely a game changer. The resurrection changed everything. It changed everything. We live in a finished work, church. So for those who've lost hope, for those who put their dreams on the shelf, for those that have disqualified themselves, the resurrection changes everything. We've encountered a risen Savior. This is not your mother's Savior. This is not your husband's Savior. This is not your child's Savior. This is not your wife's Savior. This is your Savior. Praise the Lord. We have encountered a risen Savior. Church, that resurrection of Jesus changed everything. It changed everything. Look, it transformed those delusional little fearful band into a mighty spiritual army who took the gospel to the world. Think of the change Peter made. He was cussing them by the fire. I wasn't with them. But man, when Jesus raised from the dead and he got filled with the Holy Ghost, he goes out of preaching and wins 3,000 people on the first day. That's pretty good. Resurrection power. Resurrection power. And it's running in you right now. It's flowing in you right now. You can touch others with it. That resurrection power is the gifts of the Spirit in you. It is the fruit of the Spirit in you. That power that's running in you right now. That resurrection power. And you want to know it. You want to become intimately acquainted with that power. It proclaimed that our great enemy, death, was conquered. It proved that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing can separate us. There's no death. There's no grave. There's nothing greater than the resurrection. Because of the resurrection, you no longer have to live in fear. Our life goals can be changed forever. You can have what you want. God will lead you in desire, and you will desire, and you will see it come to pass. Church, we have a great calling on our life to proclaim to this lost and dying world that death has been defeated because of the King of Life that rose from the dead. The resurrection produced a new race of people. We're a different race of people. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, so that if anyone is in Christ, that one is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, Ephesians 2:1 says this, and you hath he quickened. Sense that right now. Take the quickening right now. You were dead in trespasses and sins, but God, in his rich mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. You're saved by grace. You didn't earn it. It's a gift. And that same power, God exerts the same power toward us as he exerted when he raised Jesus from the dead. And that was a lot of power. It was more power released. Hi, Miss Blue Eyes. Hi, Levi. So glad to see y'all. He was raised. God raised him. The creation, there was nothing pushing against creation. But when God raised Jesus from the dead, evil was pushing.
That's right.
So more power was exerted at the resurrection than even at creation.
Wow.
But he knew he had it. He knew before the foundation of the world. Those dummies would not have crucified the Lord of glory had they known what was coming. They lost it all. Praise the Lord. God is good. You've been quickened. He's raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places. Okay, so don't let that just be ethereal to you, seated in heavenly places. Don't just let that be, well, I'm not really there, I'm here. Oh, you're there.
Yeah.
Spiritually connected.
Yes.
That's why it's so important to watch your words.
Yeah.
Because you're sitting on a throne making judgments.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, you are. And they're going to go either way because life and death is in the power of the tongue. In the beginning, God gave Adam dominion. Adam lost it. The captain of our salvation, Jesus, got it back. And now we have what's called the believer's authority, and half the Christian world doesn't even know that. But you know it. You know you have authority. You know you can speak truth. You know you can take dominion over evil spirits. You know you can take control, that you can have your mind transformed. It can be renewed. You know that. You know you can have what you say.
That's right.
You know that. You've been taught that. You've been taught the truth. People say God's in control. God's in control of whatever you let him be in control of. He gave you a free will.
Yes, that's right.
Church, people can go to hell if they want to. Those are just the cold, hard facts. Or they can become Christians and live in hell if they want to. But there's something greater. There's a greater life because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. There's an overcoming life. Do things happen? Yeah, there's an enemy in the world. And we live in a broken world. Things do happen. Do we make mistakes? Yeah, but I didn't wake up this morning going, hey, I think I'm going to make 5 or 6 mistakes today. We're not trying to make mistakes. We just do. But Jesus took care of it. You have to realize that. You have to live in that. You're not earning his love. You're free. He paid. And you live from who you are in him. You're not a human doing. You're a human being. If you... All right, I am, people. Get ready. I am the true vine, he said. I am the true vine. So if he is the true vine,
we are the
we're the branches. So what is that producing right there? We're connected to the right thing. We're connected to the right thing. So we don't, we win. We produce the great fruit of prayer. Our prayers happen. They come to pass. Time to take a little trip here off on a dog story. A few weeks ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, we were praying back in the back because the guys were working in here, I think. And this little dachshund came up in my thinking. And so we started praying about the dachshund. And interesting enough, Debbie and Dwayne have Oscar. And so I just... thought she might be a good person to interpret that or pray or intercede. And she was like, well, I don't want one. I'm like, I know, but It's come up to me there about this little dog, a little dachshund, and it needs to find its way somewhere. You know, and so we prayed, right? And we all forgot about it. And then I get a picture on my phone of Katie holding a new baby dachshund. He's cute, too. What's his name?
Lola.
It's a girl, Lola. Her name was Lola. She was a dachshund. Okay. We don't want to sing the other part, right? Forgive me for putting that in your thoughts. Okay. Washed out by the blood. Glory to God. I think Lola's a cute name, though. Praise the Lord. So just the fruit of answered prayer, even on the smallest things. Just the words that you say when the Spirit prompts you. I mean, you were sitting right there when I saw your baby sit in your lap in the Spirit. And a couple of weeks later, she's conceived and she's here somewhere in the back, I guess. Amen. And then little Elijah, same thing, a miracle, baby. Deb made up a song about him. This little Elijah mine. Miracles. We went to the church up there, and a lady was like, I said, I need to pray for you. I don't, can you tell me what's wrong with you? Nothing. I'm like, okay. So I prayed for her. Then they texted me the next day and said she had a bunch of cysts in her female organs, and they're all gone. She went to the doctor the next day. Miracles. This is resurrection power. This is how you get debt free. This is how you have favor. This is how you live good. This is how you live in peace. This is how you wipe out chaos around you. This is how you get out of what's ever been troubling you. We're winners. Not wieners. We're winners. Not weenie dogs. We're winners. Amen. We succeed. Praise the Lord. Just become intimate with that resurrection, because it's a game changer. It's a game changer. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Now I want to close with this. You're going to beat all the Baptists to the restaurant today. That's that resurrection power. I'm kidding. Actually, they get out about 11:45 if I remember my numbers, so you may not by the time we finish fellowshipping here. Jesus said to Martha, when he was about to raise Lazarus from the dead, he said, I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection and the life. I am. I am the resurrection. You remember that he said, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And y'all know my stories. I'm not going to tell them about that, about my parents. But he also said this. He said, before Abraham was, I am. Remember, we talked, I'm going to say just a couple of Wednesdays ago, about I am. And I told you that it's a step up in your faith confessions. I am instead of I have. I have is good. It's okay. It's good. But I am is even more powerful. So the next time that we get together, I want to go deeper into that, because I just want to tell you that if you'll receive this from me, what you attach to, I am, will become your world. I am whatever. It will be, if you am tired, you'll be attached to being tired. See that? Yeah. I'm broke. Everything around you will help you with that. Wow. Because words create. Now, when Moses asked God for a name, he said, I am that I am. But I want you to get a picture of this, because we think title. And you know, there's so many times we can walk away from a scripture and think, you know, I know that's a lot deeper, but I just don't know. There's just got to be more than I am that I am. I mean, what does that really mean? But you know, the Bible says that God hide some of these things so we can go seek them out. It's our honor. It's our honor to seek out things. So I started seeking out I am because I wanted to know. I wanted to know more about I am. And what happened to me is I discovered that I am is a code. It's a code. Yes, it's okay to say it's his name, just like I have or I am, but it's a code. Whatever you am, God's power or the negative power will attach itself to you. Because we're speaking spirits like God. Okay, is this too big? Y'all got it? Y'all good? Okay, so same thing. You know, everybody has a code on your cell phone to get in it. Most of you do. You have to put in something to get in. Let it feel kind of like that. It's your spiritual connection. Now, I'm going to say this, those of you that are visitors, please hear me out, because we're big enough here to understand that we're not into New Age or devil stuff or any of that. But the truth is there is a quantum world all around us. And in that quantum world is the realm of heaven. Okay. Particles are moving, and they're moving according to what, in science, they say they're moving according to the observer. Right. And you're the observer. Yeah. Okay, just real easy here. So, this is a code that connects you to the spirit world. It's a code that connects you to the quantum world. Yes. Things that you can't, in other words, things that you can't see. Because there's a whole world going on around you that you can't see. But I am will connect you on a higher level to use your faith. So it's a command every time you say it. That's why you want to be really mindful of using I am. Now, it's an identity. I'll teach you more about that, but it's an identity. See, it does this, your in faith, the world around you does not respond to what you want. It responds to who you are. Okay? It responds to you. You need to know who you are. You need to know your identity. You need to know who you are. Even just in the natural, people end up going and finding their birth mother because they want to know who they are, right? You need to know who you are. Your very name is a code into something. I am Roxanne. There's a code in that. Yes. Thank God it means brilliant one. Yeah, well, okay. So, God is brilliant. He lives in me. Now, so, identity then is destiny. Look, Solomon, King Solomon didn't have any trouble knowing who he was. No. He knew his daddy. Yeah. He knew who he was. He knew how to operate. Yeah. You need to learn who you are.
Amen.
You need to know how much your words matter.
Yes. Yes.
His words matter. He could say, let the da-da-da, and it would da-da-da.
Yeah.
Just like God. If God said right now, hey, this is Monday, we'd all roll over into Monday.
Yeah.
Because words are creative. Right? It's true. God Almighty is a speaking spirit that creates. You have that same spirit in you. You are a speaking spirit and you create. And when you say you is or you am, you're talking higher level right here. I'm telling you. I may have to write a book about this. I'll probably start looking into it more, and there's probably 100 books out about it, and I'm just getting there, but praise God, I'm getting there. You don't attract what you want. You attract who you are. I am is identity in motion. Don't wait to become something. Don't wait to become someone. You are someone. You're a new creature in Christ. You're a born-again priest of the Most High God. Child of the Most High God. Free in the Most High God. Powerful in the Most High God. So why are you just living in mediocre? Why should we? We should just go up. We should just go up bigger. I almost want to say, I am tired of mediocre. I think I'm going to say this. I am not of mediocre. Jump in the river. Praise the Lord. I don't want mediocre. I am an influencer. I am an influencer. I am resilient. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. I am prosperous. I am blessed. I am living in my great future. I am. Are you? Because resurrection power has done every bit of this for us. The great I am. I am the resurrection. What does resurrection power do? It takes whatever is dead and makes it live. And it's in you. So whatever dream is dead, whatever body part feels like it's dead, whatever relationship feels like it's dead, whatever ministry feels like it's dead, whatever future feels like it's dead, it's not dead because resurrection power is available today if Jesus Christ is your Lord. Today. And for him to be your Lord, all you have to do is confess him as your Lord and Savior. Yes. And that he died for you and that God raised him from the dead and you'll be saved. That's all you have to do. And then you come in here and he gives you the power to move forward. We have to strive. We surrender. We have to fight to earn. We just surrender. Surrender in love. Let the fighting stop. Let the judgment stop. Let all the hurt be healed. Let love rule. They did this and they did that and things grow bigger in people's heads that didn't even happen. Opinions, opinions, opinions have no authority. But the resurrection power has authority. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I am. Want places things in the future. And you know what that means? You know what you're saying if you just want something? If you just, you're saying it's not here. It's not here. Isn't that so very simple? But faith says now. It's the substance right now. Yeah. It's the substance of things hoped for right now. I have it right now. I have overwhelming power right now. I have success right now. I have what I need right now. Right now. Well, where is it? You can't see it. In here. I see it right here. I see it right here. I have it. But as long as you're going to live in hope, and you can live in hope, it's okay. Hope is good. Hope means that you got a picture of how things could be. How things could be. And that's okay. But one of these days you'll have to go ahead and say, no, I'm going to come on into faith now. I understand and I could see that God said I could have this. So now I'm going to take it. Yeah. Now I'm going to go ahead and take it. And then resist every temptation to doubt that you have it. Wow. Victory Church, we're going to have to learn to watch our words. On not just on a confession level, but on a conversation level. I don't know. Every time I get this, it's really bad. Mm-mm. I am healed. It is well. This matters, church. You're gonna have to pick it up. Get a faith partner that'll tell you to. You really believe what you're saying? That's your confession. I believe every word of it. Oh, you're talking back what y'all used to do in the 70s. I'm talking about what they did in Genesis 1. It's still true today. Oh, we're still doing that confession stuff? I am. God is. I am doing it. I am. Train yourself. Train yourself. Train yourself to do it. Don't just slide off of things. Well, no. Train yourself. Train yourself to live in the resurrection. Train yourself to live in the resurrection power. Think about it. Remember what he said. He said that he wanted to be intimately acquainted with the power of the resurrection. I want to be intimately acquainted with God and the power of his resurrection. Did you know that your neurological system will try to prove what you're saying? It will. In fact, remember when I was teaching you, I was telling you that everything reciprocates? Wherever you decide to sit in what you're judging, it'll reciprocate to you. What you want is going to reciprocate. If I said, the Lord is leading me to become a minister, then everything around me would start reciprocating. And all of a sudden, I'd have a pastor who wanted to raise me up. Amen. And then all of a sudden, I would get someone to help me learn how to do what they do. And then mentors and that. And it would reciprocate. It was because that calling would reciprocate. Yeah. There's a calling on your life. And so when you answer that call, it reciprocates. Things start happening around you. Yeah. Likewise, if the devil calls you, first of all, don't answer the phone. It'll say spam. there's so many cell phone examples, aren't there? but it'll reciprocate. Well, I just have one sickness after another. Then everything around you will reciprocate. Wow. Why? Because you're an authority. Now, what happens if you're judging everybody? What's going to reciprocate? That very judgment's going to come on you. Mm-hmm. It's time for the church to get off of their dogged determination to correct one another and to persecute one another. The body of Christ, that's what I loved about Friday night. We were all out there together, and if you think about how different we all are, yet we're able to come to that. This town has always done that for years. But the thing about it is we came together, whether it be male or female or Church of Christ or Holy Roller. Didn't matter. That's how the glory is going to come into this town. That's how the glory is going to happen in this town. That's how the glory is going to happen in you. Just you and Jesus and loving people around you. Yes. Are you going to get persecuted? Yeah, but just rejoice.
That's right.
Not everybody's going to love you when you're doing good. Yeah. But you can do good. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. Let's stand up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good. I am an overcomer. I am resilient. Praise the Lord. God is good. I am a worshiper. I am a praiser. I'm a giver. I am a receiver, and I am receiving big harvests. Amen. Amen. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Lord, we bless you today, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Jesus, you are the answer to everything. You are the answer, and we rest in you today, and we are so grateful to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for being the great I am. Thank you for being the resurrection, and we're grateful that we're never going to die. We're just going to step off into glory and then come back and get our bodies one day, and we're thankful, Lord, that we'll live in glorified bodies and that we will rule and reign with you in eternity. We thank you for that position. Father, I just want to say thank you that I was born in the time of the church. It is the easiest and best place to be born. And I am so grateful for grace. I thank you for grace. Thank you, Lord. Father, if there be anyone within the sound of my voice today that hasn't made you their Savior, I declare that Jesus will be their Savior today. And all you have to do is ask Jesus to come into your heart today. That's all you have to do. He'll move right in. He'll live. You know, it's not just knowing that Jesus is, it's receiving him as your Savior. If there's anybody here and you want me to pray with you, if you'll raise your hand, I'll pray with you right now. I think probably everybody in here is a born-again believer, but I just wanted to ask those of you out online, thank you, Jesus. I just want to say, we're still online, right? I just want to say to you, Brandy, that you are my hero, and I love you, and I love you for everything you've done for our family. My niece is a great hero in God. And I've told you about that some, but she listens in. She's part of our church online. Her little Shiloh is healed in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And from birth, we've been believing for a miracle, and I know you'll believe with me that he's going to have a miracle and rise up.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you that I had a dream that he was standing by my couch in my house, and I'm holding on to that dream. I believe God for it. And so I love you, Brandy, and I'm glad you're a part of this. And Tina and Chris and all of you that are watching online, Dean and Elaine, loved to see you the other night. I know y'all listen. And all of the other folks, we bless you. We love you. Stay in victory.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is good. I am sure he's good. That's the greatest thing I ever learned, that God was good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see a path coming for you. And it's like it's just laid out very clearly. It's almost like God laid the paving for you right in front of you. There's great favor right now. Great favor right now attached to your next assignment.
Amen.
Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. You spent some time like you were just kind of digging around a little bit, looking for the answer, but you have it now. You have the answer now. And now the Lord wants to tell you that he has plans for you to be a great influencer in this earth. It's yours. Take it in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Shelby, I see you just in a beautiful boat, and there's a lot of great scenery, just great spiritual scenery all around you, just a very bright future. It's like you're you're in a current, and the bright sun is out in front of you, but the skies are blue, everything's great. You're just in the current, and there's a great flow in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I don't think I know you yet, but I'll tell you, I see you someone that captures hearts. I see you someone that people can just really, you can help them get a hold of things. And so God's going to use that in your life. There is that favor. And there's that anointing, and God's pulling you stronger into that anointing in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. And the Lord said he's left his mark. You and the Lord have left his mark on many things. But the greatest and the grandest and the most glorious will be the next 10 years. Thank you for it, Lord. If you're new here, this is just a prophetic anointing that we flow in. It's a gift of the Spirit. It's nothing strange. I'm not making up stuff. I'm just hearing the Lord say it. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. It's always good. Listen, if you get a prophetic word, it's always edifying. It's always comforting. You're never pointed out or anything negative. That's not the Holy Spirit's mission. Amen.
Right.
Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I saw you playing a violin. And I don't know if that's just in the spirit or has something to do with reality for you, but there's a generational musical factor in you that you haven't even realized yet. In the name of Jesus, put your hand on her. In the name of Jesus, we just awaken that today. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Randy, I see influence. Your influence among the people around you, even the city, and then even the places you go out to, is on the increase. And it's not like 10%. It's not like 20%. It's big. There's a bigger increase. You're going to lay your hands on people and things will flow like never before. I hear the Lord saying this. He's the boss. He's a boss. Now, I don't mean that negatively. I mean that you're in charge of some things, and some of it seems like it never is going to happen, but it's happening now. In fact, it's like that day when you first walked into the little church, and you got moved into a new place in the spirit realm. This day is like that day, and it's happening now in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Whatever got robbed is returned. Whatever got robbed will be returned. In Jesus' name, thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I see whatever you put your authority on, God will put his authority on and agree with you. Boom, the future's brighter. It's even brighter. In Jesus' name, thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this family. Thank you for the blessing that they are. Thank you, Jesus. 12 quick turnarounds. Journal them. Write them down. You're going to give us a report. 12 of them in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Position yourself for the greatest. Just position yourself for the greatest. Everything's tuned up. Everything's tuned up. These are the best years of y'all's lives, the best years. I even hear the Lord saying this, the most fun years. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Mata and Charlie, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Stronger and better. Stronger and better. More success now. More success. Oh, I just sense like Daniel on you. Like the spirit of Daniel on you. Like you're going to know things and present things to people. And present things to people that like high bosses or like king type people. That you're going to be able to clue them in on things that they didn't know. And it'll come right out of the spirit of God on you. Right? You're carrying that. In a very strong way. In Jesus' name, thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. What'd you say?
10 times wiser than us.
Yeah. Daniel was 10 times wiser. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. And wisdom is the principal thing. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Lord. I see you just running the race easy. Easy to run the race. Easy to make it through things. Easy. The dispatch has got you channeled in. You're just right there. I mean channeled in the right way, not something weird. But that you can hear the voice of God. You can hear the voice of God. You're tuned in. Listen and you'll move forward quickly. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you glad he's alive? Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Every